Warning, listening or viewing the Sully Show in large quantities could result to having the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, pure stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and or balance, imagined gains in height, fitness, and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for listening. How's it going? Welcome to the Sully Show here on More Like Radio. I'm Sully, broadcasting live from Bristol, Connecticut, because let's face it, that's how we roll. Yes, I got all my stuff like going crashing and whatever. It's Sunday, August 25th, with me in the studio. My man Adam! Adam's back!
Yay!
Adam's back! And of course, from Newport, Rhode Island, we got Danielle without her significant other for some reason. I don't know why. Where is he?
He's not feeling good today.
Oh, that's a bummer. And then, of course, from Brain Stew Radio and Nerd Hour and pretty much every single show, including 360 on 420, we got Punchy! Punchy sitting in with us again. Because that, let's face it, that's how he rolls, too. So come on into the chat room. Go to morelikeradio.com/live and join us. It'll be wonderful. I know the audio is going to cut off because for some reason my real intro is not in the system. It's pissing me off.
You're right, Sully.
No.
You about to have a Christian Bale moment?
No. I could, but no.
I have a cell phone you can throw at me if you want.
So do I, but I like my cell phone. Yours is an iPhone. We could throw that.
Yeah, it's a piece of shit.
Adam's back from the military.
Yep.
How was your tour?
Sucked balls. Literally. Sucked balls.
How were those MREs?
Oh, they were terrible. I didn't shower for like 6-7 days straight.
Ew.
It was like Outback stank ass. Like at one point it's bad because when I went to shower and we actually got a shower run and we've been in the woods in upstate New York.
Right.
And as soon as I went to take a shower and I took off my clothes, I peeled them off. I almost knocked myself out with like my own aroma. It was like, it's like nerve gas and like it classified as an NBC attack because I literally almost died.
It's like, ew.
Yeah. You get used to it until all of a sudden it's like,
brings all new meaning to stuff that you don't want.
Right. Hygiene is king.
I love it. Danielle, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm good. Happy that football's coming
Why
soon.
Is my phone going off? Who does? Oh, Punchy, you sent out a tweet.
Yes, I did. I sent a tweet telling people to come to Mork Radio because I'm on the Sully Show right now.
That's right. And Punchy kicks ass. So wait, Danielle, where's Greg?
He's right here.
Hi, Greg.
Hi.
Does he not want to be on air with us anymore?
He waved. Oh, he does. He's just not feeling good.
Oh.
Yeah.
We don't like when Tex is not feeling well.
Godzilla's not feeling good?
He's not feeling good.
No.
Oh, my God. That's Greg's nickname in chat?
What?
I keep getting him confused with Tex Punchem from Red, like on Twitter and stuff.
Hold on. I need to see this.
Oh, wait. Greg. Yeah, Greg's not in the chat room.
I was about to say, Greg's not in there.
On Twitter, too.
Tex is not cool.
Oh, on Twitter. Yeah, his Tex is not cool.
Tex is not cool. Joe's in the chat room. Joe's in the chat room.
Aww. I he followed me. I didn't follow because like, wait, is that like Tex Punchem or is that a parody account? Because I try to not follow parody accounts of people because I'm like, I don't know whether it's just a lighthearted joke or someone just talking shit. So now that I know that that's Greg, I'll follow him.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
See, there you go. I need like a background for Punchy here.
Yeah, right? Just because my awesomeness needs an aura of amazing around it.
Absolutely.
He's like the Wizard of Oz right now. I don't know what's behind the curtain.
We're off to see
the Wizard. Man behind the curtain.
We're off to see the Wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. You know what? I'm going to do this.
Are we about to break out in a Family Guy song and dance? Feel it start and happen.
Maybe later.
Okay.
Maybe later.
The difference between me and the Wizard of Oz is I have better parting gifts.
There you go.
And for you, Dorothy, a vibrator. Yeah, that's what you really want. The Tin Man will also be your friend.
All right. Please, and thank you.
Convenient that you're next to a Tin Man, because I call this one the Tin Man.
I'm gonna make things so much easier for me now. Punchy, I'm putting you on an entirely different monitor.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm special. I get my own.
See, that's why I need a third monitor for this thing. So I can have whoever calls in on Skype on one, and then I can have everything else on another.
Do you realize after you get a third one a month later, you're going to be like, you know what? I really need a fourth monitor.
I do. It never ends. It's sickening.
You need the monitor from, like, The Dark Knight when he has, like, 10,000 of those, like, monitors.
I want one just for my wall so I can just see everything on one monitor and I don't have to worry about it.
You're not worried about sensory overload?
No.
No, all right.
No.
Hey, by the way, Adam, how glad are you that you put 80 for your Twitter name and not 81?
Oh, no.
Oh, too soon?
Too soon?
It's
no.
It's never too soon.
No. Yeah, see?
I mean, it wouldn't be a show if I didn't, you know, have a reference to Aaron Hernandez. God, what a fuck up.
You have to always reference Aaron Hernandez.
You do. It's now become a verb. Are you Hernandezing right now? Like, what are you going to do?
That's the sick thing. People are actually posting that on Twitter and Facebook. Look, we're Hernandezing.
Yeah, I blame Tim Tebow. I'm not going to lie to you. Tim Tebow came. Gronk got injured. Hernandez got arrested. Brady got injured. All this stuff happened with Tim Tebow. He's like...
Anything's possible.
He's like Locust. He just brings...
He's Locust.
He's a
poor, he sucks all the good luck out of everybody else.
Yeah. You can't trust a virgin.
Poor
you just
Tebow.
Adam, you like this one. At my co-host's wedding, I was one of the groomsmen, so the groom and the groomsmen were taking pictures together, and one of the poses we did was Hernandezing.
Oh, you gotta love that.
Oh.
And then he's a Packers fan, and during one of the pictures, everyone's like, all right, we're going to do metal horns. I'm like, screw this. I'm Kaepernicking. Every time his Packer fan ass has to look at that picture, he sees Kaepernicking.
Nice. Very nice.
Did you do a Plexico where you just shoot yourself in the leg?
Oh, no.
Oh,
that's never.
Soon,
no, it's
soon?
Just it's plenty of time. It's plenty of time.
You sure?
I mean,
it's never
Hernandez took over. Nobody can ever beat him, no matter what. Unless somebody like pulls a Sandusky and a Hernandez at the same time, it's never going to be topped.
I can see that. All right. I can see that.
I mean, I could have seen it happening to a Raiders team, but not a Patriots team.
I feel you. Just for everybody to know what I mean by me having another monitor and Punchy on it. I know it's hard to see, but I just... lifted his monitor up, like almost in front of Adam's face. And you can see Punchy's head. He looks like Kilroy in this shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I pretty much just woke up, threw a shirt on, and came on. Like
that's because you rule.
Did that, and I have the hours of a crackhead.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about your little bit of hours here. What the hell was going on with you guys on Friday?
Oh, man. Well, I've said this story. I'm getting rehearsed with the story at this point because I've said it a few times. Me, Hammy, Western Echo, Etticus, and the wives of Hammy and Etticus, because they're the two married ones of the group, we all went bowling because Monday is Etticus' birthday.
Okay.
So we're bowling, and first off, have you guys ever seen the movie Basketball?
Yes.
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 You know how they would try to psyche players out?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what we were doing.
That's awesome.
And if you follow Brain Stew Hammy on Instagram, a lot of those videos are posted, first off. Like, for example, when Kevin was up, he's a huge Transformers fan.
Uh-huh.
To the point that he's actually got a tattoo sleeve of just all Transformers stuff.
Excellent.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He's got, like, right now he's got Decepticons. But he's also, like, eventually going to put, an Autobot sleeve.
You guys were having fun with that, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. I was like, hey, nice GoBot sleeve.
Oh, fuck the GoBots.
Hey, now wait a minute. They're like the Kmart of the Transformers, okay?
The Kmart.
I know, but knowing that he's a Transformer, knowing how big of a Transformers fan he is, I knew that would get to him. Like Hammy, for example, I just kept on making like Susan Dean in sexual suggestive poses references to him.
Oh, God.
Or I brought up Brett Favre because he's still bitter about him going to the Vikings.
I wasn't.
Well, you know, because you're not a Packers fan.
Yeah, even still, he went to the Jets, too. I don't care.
Yeah.
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre. Let's see. When it was Western Echo, it was mostly stuff about it being Russian, even though he's Ukrainian.
Oh, gee.
And then eventually that wasn't getting to him, so I just started doing my own version of karaoke and singing songs.
Just like on a former show, or
no, better.
Oh, okay, all right.
Because we've got humor and personality, so we can pull those bits off better.
Good point. Good point.
So at one point though, Etticus was not too drunk, but he was drunk enough to not let the shit get to him, and he was like bowling all strikes.
Right.
So it took an effort of three of us talking shit to get him to not get strikes.
Excellent.
It literally was like Ryback facing three jobbers.
Oh no.
Like, that's what it was like. Now the pitchers of beer were going pretty quickly. Like, and there were really only a few people drinking out of them.
Right.
I was busy talking shit to people. And Dennis buys one last pitcher. 20 minutes, it's gone, and Dennis barely had anything. The rest of us didn't have any of it. Turns out, Kevin had all of it.
Wow.
He was so drunk, he could barely get to his car, like, without stumbling.
Oh, no.
That's awesome.
And then his wife suggested, hey, let's, you know, we'll go to a diner, and that way we can get food in him and sober him up a bit.
Sure. So it's safe.
It's safe.
You're thinking ahead. You're not driving. Yeah.
Depends what diner you're going to.
Shh. Don't tell them that.
Okay.
Now, we get there. Now, me and Dennis got lost a little bit, so we were the last ones there. By the time we got there, we see the Etticus family car.
The Etticus family car. Oh, Kev, you're so screwed now.
Kev, his head is sticking out of the passenger side door with the door open, puking.
Nice.
Like.
Nice.
Please tell me you got this on videotape.
Yeah, did you guys get this on video?
No. Well, it was puking. We didn't want
to.
Fail.
You know, we're douches. But.
Oh. It's all right.
See? Yeah, I would have taped that and then made like a remix tape. And post all over, and like not even what it is.
Every day I'm
like,
shuffling.
Yeah, I would put like something like everyone searches on the internet for, like Kim Kardashian gets shot would be my title, and everyone would open it up, and it would just be him just puking all over. Like, damn it! I would. Damn it!
So what happened after this? Because I know what happened, but I don't think anybody else knows.
So we go to the diner. And because she was like, listen, I'm going to bring him home. He doesn't feel so good. You know, and by the way, P-Rock just points out you can't host an alcohol themed show sober.
True. Well, yeah. Yeah. I have to go with him on that one.
Or as a puker, he said. Well, he's only puked twice in his life, apparently. Last night was, or Friday night was one of them.
Well.
So we, you know, the rest of us go to a diner. Well, we had to go to another diner because the one we were at was going to close like at midnight.
That's not a diner. Sorry, I'm a New Yorker, man. If that diner's not open 24 hours, it's not a diner.
It's not a diner. It's an eatery. So,
yeah, see? Eatery.
So we go to another one and we're there. You know, we're just getting something to eat before we go because fuck it. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Most of us are getting disco fries because we really didn't want to get anything that big to eat. And there was a group Facebook conversation about the party. So in that conversation, I notice that, or we all notice actually, that his wife posts in there. Yeah, I'm at the so-and-so ER. She goes, I figured better safe than sorry because he's in really rough shape.
Okay.
So, yeah, he was in the hospital after the bowling alley.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
He was P-Rock a couple weeks ago bad.
Wow, that's bad.
Because
P-Rock got trashed.
And Western Echo is saying, I guess he mentioned how sometimes you can't diagnose alcohol poisoning.
No, so you can't. You won't know until it happens.
So I guess she brought him to the hospital just to be on the safe side.
Makes sense.
Which, yeah, again, better safe than sorry.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that Etiquus is a fun story.
Poor Kevin. Great at video. Apparently great at puking.
Apparently so.
Fantastic at it. He's only done it twice, though.
It was projectile.
Oh, my God. And, you know, Dennis gave him water to rehydrate and everything, but... Yeah, he was in rough shape.
Apparently it didn't work too well, did it?
Apparently so bad that, he barely drank any of it. But apparently Kevin was so drunk that he didn't realize some of the shit he put in WhatsApp that night.
Oh, let me tell you. It was interesting, that's for sure. It was interesting because I'm reading everything in the WhatsApp going, what the hell is going on?
Oh, he's drunk.
Drunk wasn't the word for it.
No, drunk was the word for it.
No, I really don't think... I think it was worse than drunk. Is there worse than drunk?
All right, he was obliterated.
All right. excuse me.
I don't want to confirm or deny how far I've been drunk on the drunk scale, but I never ended up in Vegas with a questionable lady getting married, so I guess it's not
with
that
a giraffe?
Bad. With a giraffe. I have woken up in some places and wondered how the hell did I get here and why is there a half-empty cheeseburger on my chest? That is a true story.
A giraffe, so what were you doing with Judge 360 and 420?
Ooh.
What's that?
You didn't know the joke, so I'll just say it. This guy on 360 and 420, whose nickname is Judge, he's tall and they call him a giraffe.
Well, he is kind of tall.
Yeah,
I love 360 on 420. Those guys are freaking awesome.
Hey, man, just trying to do my show, guys.
Trying to do my show. Oh, by the way, for everybody who's still keeping track, because we are going to keep this going, things better than live from the morgue. I'm just thinking off the top of my head here. Two girls in one cup.
I was going to go with having my ball shaved by Helen Keller. That's
all right, Adam
pick.
Wins.
I'll go with Ben Affleck playing Batman.
And that's the win.
Oh,
and the clean sweep
goes
to Danielle.
Good transition, D.
Yeah.
Very good transition.
Now this is going to take over the whole show. This is bullshit.
I got one, though. Hashtag things better than life from the morgue. The movie North.
Oh.
Ooh.
Too soon?
The movie Gigi. Ooh.
Okay. I
think has been thrown around before. That's how bad Life in the Morgue is. That Geely is better than them.
Yes.
Jersey Girl. I mean, what?
What?
Who said that?
At least Jersey Girl had George Carlin in it, though.
True.
Yeah.
Very true.
And I still couldn't believe
it. Which also had Ben Affleck
in it.
Didn't it?
It had Liv Tyler. It had. The cast wasn't bad, but the fact that he had masturbated or hadn't had sex in 8 years was bullshit. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's funny. My dad made a really good comment when it was released that Ben Affleck is going to be playing the new Batman.
This is just a joke.
The first thing he said was, maybe Batman will actually cry.
Oh.
Name me one Ben Affleck movie where he does not cry.
That's true.
Name me one. You can't even use any of the John Grisham movies that he's been in. He's cried in those too.
Did he cry in this town? The town?
When I don't know. Let's
he's
find
a bank
out.
Robber. I don't think he cried. I think he was just wicked pissed.
Wicked pissed.
Yeah, I don't want Batman to have a Boston accent. I'm sorry. I mean, I know Southie is a rough area and shit, and they have some tough people, but I don't want to be like. Yeah, we're going to have wicked fun time and kick your ass, Joker. I don't want that to happen. That's just going to screw it up.
You don't want that to happen?
Yeah, would you be like, oh my God, you're a wicked pisser.
Yeah. Like, why would you pick this guy of all the people? He's the least. If I had a contest of people that I'm more scared of than Ben Affleck in a formidable role, I would pick Gilbert Godfrey over Ben Affleck. Like, excuse me, guys. Like, I'm not afraid of Ben Affleck. Like, Matt Damon. Yo, I can see Matt not as Batman, but he's more intimidating. Ben Affleck is not intimidating at all.
No.
He's never been in a role where I go, that's believable. You would totally kick my ass. Like, no. No.
By the way, just because I have to do this. Oh, damn, he came back. Never mind. Never mind. Keep talking, guys. My other thing is, and this is just me as a comic book fan, I've got nothing wrong with Ben Affleck. I really don't. He's a really good actor.
I don't.
He's a great director. He knows what he's doing.
He's a better director.
I agree with you on that, Dean.
And a writer.
His writing is great. His directing is great. His acting is great, because I don't know any guy that can cry on command, because let's face it, he can cry on command.
Yeah.
Okay, but I can't really knock him, because I do want to see what he's gonna do as Batman, but I just don't see him, only because of Daredevil.
It sucked.
And don't get me wrong, I liked Daredevil because it was Daredevil on the screen. You know, it was one of the first Marvel comics. He played a better Matt Murdock than Daredevil. He played a better blind lawyer walking the streets than he did an action hero.
Because the role's perfect, he had to be blind. So he just walked around aimlessly like Ray Charles.
Exactly. And I mean, he has the look of Matt Murdock. He does.
Sure.
The way he had the hair, the glasses, the suits and everything, he had the look of Matt Murdock. But... he cried in that, too!
Here's the thing. It's not projected till 2015 for this movie to come out. Batman vs. Superman. Now, imagine... Marvel, over the last 10, 15 years, Marvel and DC. Imagine all the movies they've done, the remakes of Batman, Christopher Nolan finally coming on, revitalizing the whole Batman franchise and making it actually not a joke.
Right.
Think of the billions of dollars you've made off of superhero movies. Literally, Marvel was bankrupt until these movies, they start selling the rights.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're going to take the biggest movie that takes the biggest two characters in all of comics, regardless of what you think, Spider-Man, whatever, and you're going to battle, or they're going to be in the same movie. You've got to cast that perfectly. The Superman guy, great. I love him. Awesome job. But you have 2 years, or at least a year, or 6 months to cast somebody who's either a no-name or a rising star.
Absolutely.
Not a big Hollywood star, because every time they cast the big Hollywood star in a movie, it tanks. Superman. Kaboom. Nobody knew who this Superman guy really was. I mean, they knew of him.
Oh, yeah, they knew of him because he's done some
stuff. Hugh Jackman, he was a big actor, but he wasn't huge, and then he became Wolverine.
Yep.
Spider-Man, they've tanked it up and down. You know,
honestly, Andrew Garfield is a lot better than Tobey Maguire is.
Oh, yeah, I like him better. I think he's a better look, but...
Without a doubt.
They've already had stuff all over the internet, petitions, and like actual ones with the White House to say, remove this guy. So I got a feel that... Eventually, they're going to get enough flack from everyone saying this sucks and the jokes that they're going to say he's getting dropped from it and they're going to recast. I can't see this going forward and people being – they're going to see it one time, and then as soon as everyone leaves the movie theater, they're going to say this sucks, don't go see it. And they're going to lose hundreds of millions of dollars on it.
RKO Boston just goes, Daredevil, did you see that film? You should have problems with it. Yes, but I have the director's cut. And that one is a lot better than the original theatrical release, because there's just so much that they cut out that was awesome in it. It made it a rated R movie, which, honestly, Daredevil should be PG-13 to rated R.
Yeah.
Okay? Just like when we've talked about months ago with a Deadpool movie.
Yeah.
That should be a rated R movie when it comes out.
Yep.
And it is in the works. Slowly but surely, but it's in the works. You know? Rorschach just said, I love Daredevil. Thought it was pretty good. But it was pointed out, I've only seen the director's cut. See? The director's cut. I've seen both. And let me tell you, the director's cut is a lot better. But, at the same time, Ben Affleck playing the Daredevil character himself, not the greatest.
Right.
Playing Matt Murdock, absolutely. He was great. He was a great Matt Murdock. He captured the essence from the comic books. Now, the other thing is, and I'm sure everybody will agree with me on this, that a lot of the comic book movies that are out there, they're completely writing new scripts.
Right.
You got plenty of storylines to go with in the comics. Now, my understanding is most of them, they want to keep the different universes separate.
Right.
Completely understandable. Because you got your comics and you got your movies. But you at least need to have the background the same. At least the same in any type of movie. Okay? Now, in other Batman-related news, aside from Ben Affleck...
Suck it.
Well, they announced... Well, it hasn't officially been announced. But I did see it... last night at around... Well, this morning at around 3 o'clock in the morning. That Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad... is going to be Lex Luthor.
You know what? I could see that.
Yeah?
Because look at, he did, you look at Breaking Bad, and he's bald and everything. He has that villainous kind of look.
Yeah, he does.
Whereas Kevin Spacey, not so much. I like the guy. I love his films, but they did way too much Lex Luthor in all the Superman movies. That was my biggest thing. It's like, they kept bringing Lex Luthor back for every movie, and it was like, there's something else you could do with Superman. All the stuff we could do with CGI, and we keep fighting the same bald guy who's got billions.
Right.
He's like Bruce Wayne, but without the fighting skills.
Right.
Where did you hear that? Because, I've been hearing that Mark Strong was in negotiations, or one of the favorites.
This was one of the articles that I saw related on Yahoo, but... The rumor right now is that Breaking Bad star Bryan Cranston may have been cast in the role of Lex Luthor in the Man of Steel sequel, according to the reports. If it is true, he's going to play a major role, but not like we've seen in the past.
Right.
He's going to be in pretty much all the spinoffs as Lex Luthor. So that includes the Batman, Superman, any other type of...
So he's cast on for several deals.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Avengers thing. When they signed Iron Man, all the guys agreed to a deal, which included several Avengers movies later on.
Exactly.
Got it.
Exactly. Just like that.
Can someone tell Lex that ricin doesn't work on Superman?
Like, I'm curious to see the script on if it's going to be a Batman versus Superman or a Batman and Superman, because a Batman versus Superman, we always talk like the Alien versus Predator. They've seen it done a few times with movies.
Yes.
I'm curious to see how the crossover happens, but I've also heard rumors. I don't know if you've heard of a Justice League.
Yes, I have heard the Justice League rumor, and they do want to go through with it, but
it's going to be hard to do that movie only because they haven't. They've only done Batman and Superman, and they never made reference like Marvel did in all the other movies with Nick Fury making that appearance at the credits, where it's like linking them together. So all like the fans were like,
exactly.
Yeah, tip of the cap.
Okay. You know, it's like, and that's where I think the biggest difference between Marvel and DC it's going to be, because let's face it. You've got guys working on these movies for Marvel that worked for Marvel.
Right.
At some point in time, they know comics. They know movies. They just said, hey, you know what? Why spend all this money to have another company do it when we can do it?
Hey, I just want to bring up, too, Cornax informed me. Apparently, Warner signed Cranston to a 6-movie deal.
Really? Six movies?
Wow. Yeah.
I don't know how... are they projecting this many movies with him in it? I mean...
Well, it's kind of like what Marvel's been doing. They're signing their guys to a lot of movies. And it's not so much that there'll be 6 Superman movies, but it could be like bit appearances here and there.
Right.
Exactly. Just like we were saying.
You got to add that. You got to add somebody in there to link the movies together.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you saw the Wolverine movie, which I saw recently. I just got back.
It was awesome.
It was good, but I had a couple things I didn't like about it. Like the part where his adamantium is like pretty much cut off. Like, pretty quickly at the end of the movie, or toward the end when he's fighting.
Dude, adamantium cuts adamantium.
Yeah, but I didn't like the fact that they did...
That's part of the comic.
I don't like the fact that they did that. Like, he cut his claws off and lost his claws. He's back to his kind of bone claws.
Don't worry, he'll have them back for Days of Future Past. Don't worry.
Because you got Magneto in, so he's got his powers back.
Don't worry, he'll have them back. Spoiler alert, people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Whoops.
Spoiler alert, he becomes a horseman of the apocalypse and gets it back from Sabretooth.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, that would be nice. I wonder if Apocalypse is going to be in that one. I'm curious because I've heard too much
about
it.
For Days of Future Past?
I've heard he's going to be in it. Dude, I've also heard a lot of stuff.
Days of Future
Past.
Sentinels
are going to be in there, finally.
Yeah. They're doing it. This is going to be a whole new trilogy of X-Men movies.
That's good. I'm pretty excited about that.
Because think about it. And,
as long as Joss Whedon does them.
And Punchy, you and I have talked about this a lot, and I know some of the other stations have talked, well, shows anyway, have talked about this a lot too. That the biggest thing is X-Men 3. When X-Men 3 came out, that kind of just threw everything completely off track with X-Men. So now they're going to go back, and they did the first class. Now they got X-Men Days of Future Past, bringing every single cast mate from every single X-Men movie back together. And they're going to go, we're rewriting it with Days of Future Past. And to be honest, I think they should do that.
Is
now,
this like
granted,
a Hulk thing?
What?
Kind of like the Hulk thing where they redid the Hulk all over again and...
Well,
started from scratch.
I don't count Ang Lee's Hulk.
I don't count that at all. It's just, and Ang Lee's a good director.
Absolutely,
like, fantastic director. That every director though has that one shit movie on their resume. All right, some more than others, but
Uwe Boll. Uwe Boll.
Well, no, I meant great directors.
Oh, okay.
I think they should just keep Joss Whedon for Marvel and just have him. And then have Christopher Nolan for DC.
See?
It seems that those two seem to work.
Here's the thing with that, and I've been keeping up on that, okay? Joss Whedon is overseeing everything related to Avengers. Everything. From Iron Man to Captain America to Thor to the Avengers to even Guardians of the Galaxy, which is next year, I believe.
Because he's making sure that no one, other people don't screw up his next Avengers movie.
Which isn't written yet, but the title is Age of Ultron, but it has nothing to do with the actual storyline of Age of Ultron, which I think is actually a pretty good idea, because that whole...
So Ant-Man, I would imagine, is going to make an appearance then.
Might make an appearance.
Well, if you're talking Ultron, he built Ultron.
Well, that's the thing.
They're making an Ant-Man movie.
Yeah, no, no, they're not.
I know Falcon's making an appearance in the Captain America movie.
He plays a very big role in that.
And so is Winter Soldier's in that movie, I think.
Yep. Well, he's the bad guy. He's the villain. But the thing is, okay, Joss Whedon needs to make sure that everything they do in these separate movies all ties into Avengers 2. Which is all going to tie into Avengers 3. Okay? Because even Avengers 3, we already know what's going to happen. Guardians of the Galaxy, they're going to have to deal with Thanos. Yes, people, we're going all geek on you. Nerd Hour.
I love Daniel's over there like, what the hell am I? I don't got nothing right now.
And by the way, Sully, there is going to be
Ant-Man. I'm just playing with my tennis ball.
Metaphor or real? Okay, it's a tennis ball for real.
Sully, there is going to be an Ant-Man movie. It's being directed by Edgar Wright.
Which might come out after Avengers, though, because they moved it back.
Simon Pegg is still playing Ant-Man? Really?
What?
Dude, how awesome would that be, though?
No!
Come on.
Actually, I think it would be pretty cool.
Simon Pegg is like a funny nerd guy. Like,
hey, he's Scotty, man.
He's able to play Scotty.
I don't see him playing... I don't know. I don't see that.
You probably don't watch Doctor Who because there was an episode where, in the first season where Simon Pegg took a little bit more of a serious turn, as well as close to serious as can be.
Yep.
He's actually a pretty good actor. And I think and it's Edgar Wright directing. So if it is Simon Pegg, Edgar Wright never makes bad movies with Simon Pegg.
He really doesn't.
Or in general.
I don't think Simon Pegg's had a bad movie at all.
No, he has. He's kind of like Mr. Bean. Listen, I don't see him in like serious roles or a role that's an action. I see him as like an action funny role, that sidekick. I see the guy that's going to play Ant-Man, somebody who's also like Mr. Fantastic. That kind of kind of look and everything. Because you look at the comics, he's definitely, kind of a formidable guy, but he's real smart and everything like that. He's overly smart for his own good.
I could see that.
So for me, it'd be if it was like a guest role or like a side role, okay. But I mean, being grew up on the comics and even on the series that they have had on TVs and they've crossed over, I don't know. I don't see him as Ant-Man, or I don't see it being an Ant-Man being a big movie.
That's the thing. I don't see it as being...
I don't see star power in that movie.
And that's why they pushed it back for Guardians of the Galaxy, because I know for a fact that when Guardians of the Galaxy comes out, that's going to tie into the next Avengers movie. It is, because they're already talking about Thanos. They mentioned it at the end of the first Avengers.
He has to be in it.
And Guardians of the Galaxy has to do with Thanos. He's their main villain.
Right. And
their main villain for that first movie is not going to be Thanos, but it's still going to tie into Thor 2 and Captain America. And it's just all going to be a complete circle by the third Avengers movie.
By the way, how awesome is the cast of the Guardians of the Galaxy?
Batista's in it.
Batista's in it. Yep.
You got a Chris Pratt as Star-Lord. You've got Zoe Saldana as Gamora.
Oh, Zoe. She's hot.
Oh.
You've got Lee Pace as Ronan the Accuser. Michael Rooker as Yondu.
Everybody's listening to this show going, what the hell are they talking about?
That's what I'm saying.
All right, we need to probably take it somewhere else for a minute. Daniel's over there twiddling her thumbs going, I got nothing.
It just goes to show the difference between what Marvel's doing and DC is doing. I don't think DC is really appealing to their audience the right way. Marvel at least is going, all right, we need to make the fanboys happy.
Right. Yeah.
You know? We need to make the people, and we just lost Danielle again.
Uh-oh. I think she got mad because she's like, I got nothing here.
No, there was a problem with the call.
I also want to point out, one of the bad guys in the movie, Guardians of the Galaxy, is going to be Benicio del Toro.
Oh. As what?
He's one of the bad guys, right?
I mean, he's a great bad guy. I could definitely see that, but I don't know. I mean...
Danielle, did you update your Skype lately?
I did last week. Huh. Whenever I'm on and it asks me to update, I update it.
No, bad.
Why? Right.
We just lost Punchy, too.
Uh-oh.
Because a lot of the... Punchy, hang up. I'm trying to call you.
Uh-oh.
There you go.
What happened?
I don't know. Skype keep going weird.
Skype's going batshit.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Why are we getting echo?
Echo.
Echo.
Whoa.
I'll call back. Hold on.
Okay.
Meow.
All right. Meow.
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 Now we're good.
All right. There we go. Hey.
All right. Sound better?
No. What the hell's going on? Hello?
Skype is... Hello?
Good.
You there?
I'm here.
Skype. A couple weeks of working perfectly. Now Skype's just like, I'm going to be an asshole.
Of course. Because why would it want to work the right way?
And I also want to point out, too, playing members of the Nova Corps, John C. Reilly and Glenn Close.
Which I thought was very odd.
You've got a comedic actor and a great actress.
Well, but, you know, John C. Reilly's actually a really good actor.
He's actually pretty good. I've seen him in, like, The Thin Red Line.
He can do serious. He can do comical. He can do pretty much anything, which is great.
So... here's my question to all of you, and even Danielle can weigh in on this. Of all the movies that have come out in the last 12, 13 years,
mm-hmm.
who do you feel has been the best casting, but who do you think is the worst casting of all the characters that you wish they would just redo or never have done?
For the comics?
Comics. Just comic movies you think of, DC, Marvel, whatever you want to think of.
Let's ask Danielle first, because she's the girl.
Yes, and... I have no idea.
Okay. For example, Danielle, did you see the Batman movies?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've seen them.
Which did you like better, the Tim Burton version, Joel Schumacher, or Chris Nolan?
Chris Nolan.
Okay. Adam, what about you?
Christopher Nolan, but Tim Burton's a close second because I do like Michael Keaton as like the Batman character, very dark character.
Punchy, what about you?
Christopher Nolan.
Where's your video?
Oh, it didn't come back up. Oh, that's right. I got to put it back up. Yeah, Christopher Nolan, definitely the best overall Batman movies. And as far as worst cast in a superhero movie, aside from Daredevil,
mm-hmm.
the spottiest cast I've seen on a movie was Green Lantern, and that hurts to say because I'm a huge Green Lantern fan.
Yeah.
Like, Ryan Reynolds didn't really seem like Hal Jordan until, like, the third act of the movie.
Yeah, he was kind of playing his normal roles of...
Early on, yeah.
Trying to be comedic and not really caring. He looks the part.
Yeah, he looks the part. Blake Lively, not a great choice for Carol Ferris.
Oh, but come on.
I mean, she's hot.
Exactly.
But she's... And she's a decent actress. She's not a great actress. Like, she's good if the role's good.
Right.
Peter Sarsgaard as Hector Hammond was odd. But then you had, like, Mark Strong as Sinestro, which was, like, perfect casting.
He was excellent.
Timur Morrison as Abin Sur, great casting.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey Rush as Tomar Ray and Michael Clark Duncan as Kilowog, great casting.
Which, Kilowog, they got to recast now.
Yeah, well, and if they ended up picking Mark Strong as Sinestro, that would be recast also.
Why?
As Lex Luthor.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I doubt they'll do that, though.
Yeah, I have my doubts about that, too. And also, Tim Robbins was in it as Hector Hammond's dad.
Yep.
So there was that, but they were thinking of doing a sequel, and the better of the writers that were attached to the script would have been writing it, but...
Well, I think they need to reevaluate. DC really needs to reevaluate some of the stuff that they're doing.
Actually, you know what? There's updates on it, actually. April 2013, the studio is eyeing Joseph Kosinski to direct the sequel. Ryan Reynolds is going to be playing Green Lantern in an upcoming Justice League movie.
Right. And yeah, because he signed on for three movies as Green Lantern.
He just needs to do Deadpool. Yeah. That's all he needs to do.
Well, he signed on for Deadpool.
Yeah.
David S. Goyer is also saying he'd love to work on the Green Lantern sequel.
See, now that would be a good writer for it.
Yeah, because for those who don't know, David S. Goyer is the one who wrote the Dark Knight trilogy and, I believe, Man of Steel.
I also think he had a hand with Hellboy.
Yeah. Oh, boy. The guy who wants to, they're saying, may direct the Green Lantern sequel, though. While he hasn't directed the best of movies, like TR2N, Tron Legacy, and Oblivion.
Right.
But he's good with, effects-heavy movies, so I think that's probably a good idea. Whereas you had Martin Campbell, who's more of a gritty, realistic director.
RKO Boston just said Cornax said Ryan Reynolds was a bit more like Kyle Rayner. Yes.
Yes, in the first two-thirds of the movie, yes, he was much more like Kyle Rayner.
And then he was
until that last act that he was finally Hal Jordan-esque.
Yep. RKO Boston saying, no, recast! Hey, you know what? Only time will tell. It's simple as that. Only time will tell. But I really think DC needs to up their game if they're really going to do any type of competition with Marvel right now.
I only want them to do a sequel and not a complete reboot if it leads to Sinestro as the main villain of the sequel.
Tired of reboots.
The problem with DC is that they have a lot of characters, but you got to remember DC also has a lot of their main guys is like, you got, like, Green Lantern, the Justice League, Batman, Superman. But even then, like, the Justice League, they do a lot of the cartoons right now to bring it more mainstream so that people watch it. But, you know, a lot of people don't know all the characters in the Justice League, a lot of the stuff, because it's very old school, where Marvel has always gone, like, newer. The mutant universe, plus you have magical, you have this, you have aliens. So Marvel's done a much better job of casting in different, or having different...
Yes.
Like, you have vampires, you have a whole universe full of whatever, where DC, it seems like it's all one.
The other thing that Marvel does, and Punchy, you're a geek, you can agree with me on this, 90% of DC's locations are made up.
Yep.
And Marvel puts them in the real world, like New York.
Here's the thing, though. DC also got started a lot earlier.
Yes.
Than Marvel did. When DC started, the thing to do was make cities that were like real cities, but without the names of the real cities. I don't know why they did that, but they weren't the only company to do it back then. A lot of places did. Like, I'm pretty sure it was done in The Shadow.
Yes.
The Rocketeer. So,
the Rocketeer ruled.
Oh, my God. Bringing it back.
So DC... was basically doing the thing that everybody who did anything creative or comics did.
Right.
Now, Marvel came out and they were the ones doing the real cities because they didn't have to start doing comics in that era.
Right.
Am I making any sense here?
Yes. No, you're making absolute sense. You know,
By the time that happened, DC decided to start adding the real cities too.
Yes.
So now, like at that point, now there was a New York, Chicago, and LA, but there was also Gotham, Central City, and Metropolis.
Right. Yeah. The other thing is, yeah, like a good example with Marvel. Marvel's base of operation is New York, but so is DC. Okay.
Yeah.
Marvel liked using real world situations and putting their characters into it.
Right.
They made them a part of the society.
Right.
You know, Peter Parker, your average high school student turned superhero. Hey, great. Lives in Queens. Even better.
Yep.
Swings around New York City. Hey, great. That's awesome. Superman. He's an alien from Kansas.
the most powerful creature in the whole universe
from
yet
Kansas.
Comes from Kansas. Like,
yep. Again, though, that leads to why Superman is the way he is.
Yeah, he's like, very humble, yes. His upbringing, so it makes him that wholesome. Like, when you think wholesome, you think kind of the Midwest, so that's why they create that. They did a good job, but DC's been around a lot longer. You got to think where they came from. Marvel has been kind of like, it's newer, so the idea is Marvel did a great thing with creating mutants, because mutants were never thought about. No one thought the idea, like, why don't we have this DNA thing that happens in certain people get it for whatever the reason, and we can create an infinite amount and not have to worry about a storyline. Because
right.
If you create a mutant, it's like, oh yeah, you're born this way. You just create a cool power or whatever they can do. Whereas like if you create a whole character, you have to create a whole backstory. Is it magic? Is he an alien? Is it this? Where Marvel's like, yeah, I can create an unlimited amount of people just by doing that.
Yep.
Yeah, here's the thing though. At Marvel, when they started creating the characters we know and love now, there was a lot going on in the country, so they were able to mold a lot of these characters around that. Like, for example, the X-Men, it was basically a commentary on the civil rights movement.
The civil rights movement, Captain America with World War II.
Right.
Yeah, you had all these influential things to come up with this stuff, which was fantastic.
Then, Captain America actually wasn't originally Marvel. It was a different company, but then Marvel bought that company.
Right.
And they brought Captain America back. DC, it took them a little longer to, because they were doing the things they've been doing since like the 30s and 50s. The 30s, the Golden Age, the 50s, which started the Silver Age. Now, they really, most of their social commentary was done via the Green Lantern co-starring Green Arrow.
Right.
Comics. Like, once they started doing that team up, I think it was Green Lantern 76 when it started, they attacked all these social issues. Like, everyone knows the first issue with the whole race relations and stuff that started it. And then there was the Snowbirds Don't Fly two-parter, which has the cover of Speedy shooting up.
Right.
So, like, and I think that was happening around the same time that they were doing the whole storyline and Spider-Man of Harry Osborn having a drug addiction, which led to the death of Gwen Stacy.
Yes. Among others.
Yeah, wasn't there like an AIDS thing in one of the ones?
Yeah, something like that.
They had a bunch of stuff that was kind of going on. I mean, sometimes
something
the comics
like
got
that.
A little bit too crazy, and it was like, okay, you're getting too much into society, but like, I think my favorite storyline was when they had, like, they actually killed Captain America because they wanted everyone to register and have their identities revealed.
The Civil War.
The Civil War was great because it was like, at the same time, it was all about, like, it was happening in the news about, like, having the government know too much and having all this information sharing and that we had no privacy. So, like, Captain America, like, the moniker, the face of freedom in America had to change. And wow, Danielle looks really miserable right now.
She looks bored.
All right, we should switch it up. She looks like she's about to murder one of us. She's got a murder face. You guys are the biggest bunch of nerds I've ever met.
She looks so bored.
This is what it's like when we have to go shopping with you.
I don't go shopping.
I'm talking about ladies in general. This is what it's like for us. It's like, please murder me. Mass killing in the small right now. Go.
I just want to bring up this last point, then you guys can switch gears. But that Green Arrow thing with the drug addiction,
yes,
actually predates the death of Gwen Stacy arc, which involved the Harry Osborn drug story.
Yeah,
by 2 years.
Wow.
So that's
bad.
One example where DC beat Marvel to the punch.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. Your Twitter is at Heel Punchy, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I was just making sure. I put it up on the screen. I wanted to make sure.
Yeah, better safe than sorry, sir.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. You know what? We're going to do this because we do have to go to break in a little bit, but we got time to do this. Let me see here. Where is it? Here it is.
It's stupid calendar time.
Yay.
Yay.
We're going to do this real quick because we do have to go to break. And Danielle's got a brand new bit for us today. So that's going to be awesome. It's going to be a weekly bit. It's going to be fantastic. I love it.
And it's funny.
And Danielle, I can't wait to show what I've got. It's going to be great. You're going
to
love it.
I'm so excited to see.
So this one is... Wait, where's my Monday one? I'm missing Monday. Here it is. Monday the 19th. Oh, Adam, since you're here.
Yes.
Do you want to be reporter or David Beckham?
I'm going to go with reporter.
Okay. All right. Here you go. So, clear your throat. Make sure you're good.
Do you think you're volatile?
Do you think you're volatile? This is from the reporter. David Beckham's response? Well, I can play in the center, on the right, and occasionally on the left side.
Oh, my God.
Go.
You know, apparently being British does not make everything sound intelligent.
Wait. Now, I wonder, though, Did the reporter mean versatile and not volatile? Or
yes.
Did Beckham hear volatile and think the reporter meant versatile?
I think he heard volatile and meant versatile. Yeah. Like he didn't know. Maybe he doesn't know what that is. I guess if you get $100 million, you don't have to have a vocabulary or know how to spell.
I have to agree with him on that one.
Or common sense.
Have to agree with him on that one.
That's a good point. Look at like Aaron Hernandez or Michael Vick.
Oh, too soon? Too soon?
It's
never too soon.
Plaxico
Burris.
Hey, listen, I'll even do one against on my team or Antonio Bryant in 2007.
There you go.
All right, this one's for the 20th. This is New York Times columnist Tom Friedman in New York Magazine. What was coming to me anecdotally, A-N-E-C-D-O-T-A-L-L-Y, anecdotally, from my travels was the five worst words that, as a columnist, you ever want to hear. Quote, I used to read you before you went behind the wall. End quote. I used to read you before you went. Okay, that's more than five words.
Hey, I can understand this guy. He sounds like an intelligent youth.
Yeah, he's a youth.
You said two youths?
Yeah. What's a youth?
I don't read good.
Especially that last part. I just pictured Joe Pesci writing it with the exact way he pronounces things. It's part of a book called The Typed Pronunciation of Joe Pesci's Dialogue. Hey, you know, I'm doing this anecdotally.
It's anecdotally, you know?
Goodfellas for Dummies. Got it.
When you viewed the defendants walking from their car into the sack of suds, what angle was your point of view?
They was kind of walking toward me when they entered the store.
And when they left, what angle was your point of view?
They was kind of walking away from me.
Oh. So would you say you got a better shot at them going in? And don't shake your head. I'm not done yet. Wait till you hear the whole thing. So you
Wait
can understand this. And not so much coming out.
You could say that.
I did say that. Would you say that?
I love this movie.
So would I.
Is it possible the two defendants entered the store, picked 22 specific items off of the shelves, had the clerk take money, make change, then leave?
Yeah.
Then two different men.
To what? What was that word?
Hey, wait a minute. They cut that.
To what?
Yeah.
They cut that.
Mother of God.
These two youths.
These two Utes. What the hell? Who the hell put that? Those bastards.
Cheaters.
And that's like the best scene too.
I love how he gives like a fake reference as far as the court system goes.
Yeah.
Like the judge is actually dead.
All right, this one's for Wednesday, August 21st. British MP Sir William Hart Dyke. Yes, you heard me right. Dyke.
Dyke.
The right honorable gentleman has gone to the top of the tree and caught a very large fish. Go.
I'm sorry. Is this opposite land? What's going on here?
Can I just hear that again?
Sure.
Yeah, please.
Sure. The right honorable gentleman has gone to the top of the tree and caught a very large fish.
And what is this, Dr. Seuss land? They mean bird.
So money doesn't grow on trees, but apparently fish do.
Yes.
Were they goldfishes?
I don't know.
Hey, you know, if fish grow on a tree, then you can just take them, put them in a fishbowl, and sell them. That's how money grows on trees, buddy.
Yay!
It's a lot of tuna.
Ton of tuna.
Hey, Danielle, you know what this is? It's pretty fishy.
It smells pretty fishy.
She's not going to fall for it. She's been very good with it lately.
She knows because the second she plays you, Mom! Yeah.
She knows that I'm ready. All I got to do is hit the trigger.
I do still have it on my phone, and I will play it, but I will not be tricked into it, Mr. Adam.
Mom! Mama!
says every other girl I ever dated.
And then some.
Yeah.
She knows. I'm ready. Believe me. She knows I'm ready to just hit that button. All right. This is for Thursday the 22nd. Family Fortunes host and a contestant. You want to be the contestant or the host?
Sure.
All right. So here's the question. And this is for everybody. This is for everybody. So you can all answer before Adam reads the answer here. What do you hide in your socks when you go swimming, Adam?
Keys.
Okay. Danielle?
Cell phone.
All right. Punchy?
Wallet.
All right. I think those are all very good answers. So let's have Adam read what the contestant says.
Your legs.
And go.
Well, I guess that ain't that far from the truth.
So what do you swim with if the legs are stuck in your socks?
I guess he's swimming with his socks on.
People do that.
Is he from Minnesota?
Yeah. He's in his dorm in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Like people like to have sex with their socks on. Maybe this guy likes to swim with his socks on. Maybe that's it.
Oh, that
thing.
Is so gross.
What, sex with your socks on?
Sex with your socks
yes.
on?
Yes.
Like what? Tube socks?
Oh, it's so nasty.
How stupid are people?
Really?
Really? You have to ask on this show? Seriously?
Yeah, right?
I've got to say this because, like, for a while I was like, you know what? I've seen certain TV shows once. I've realized how stupid that's the low end of how stupid people can get. And now I hear stupid calendar and that bar just keeps lowering.
I know, right?
Like at this,
it only gets better.
It does.
For a pool, we'd be digging a hole into the deep end to get it deeper of stupidity.
It's usually how it works.
That's how they roll. That's all what right. they do.
This one's for Friday the 23rd. This is an actual buffet item in Petra, Jordan.
Oh no,
that's not where Michael Jordan's from, people.
No.
Okay.
Ready? Are you guys ready for
I'm ready.
This one?
Go for it.
Herpes grilled tomato.
Oh,
worst
yummy.
Selling thing.
Go.
Worst selling thing on the menu ever.
Hey, it's the grilled tomato that keeps on giving.
Yeah. You're never hungry afterwards. It keeps coming back.
but it always comes back at the worst possible time.
Yeah.
Like, say you've got that date and it's someone you've wanted to go out for with a while, then all of a sudden a tomato pops up out of nowhere and you gotta
clean on it. All right, this one's for the 24th.
Can you make ketchup with it? Herpy ketchup?
Oh god. That's gross.
See, think about that one later on when you're
that's
eating.
Gross. All
if
right.
You, if you pop the tomato, yeah, then eventually it just becomes crusty when you wake up in the morning and then you gotta Vaseline that too.
Careful, it's squishy.
Is it a cherry tomato?
Or a grape tomato.
You want to pop that cherry.
Well, here's the thing, though. You never know how many tomatoes and how large the tomatoes are going to be when they actually do grow once every season.
He's got a point.
True.
All right, this is for the 24th. Yesterday was my parents' anniversary, 39 years. Congratulations to them. They still have not killed me. This is New Mexico Governor Bruce King on a legislative proposal. That would open a whole box of Pandoras. Go.
What do bracelets have to do with this? I don't understand.
How is it the two of you thought of the same damn thing, and I'm the only one who thought of Pandora's box?
Well, Pandora's box is a girl that lives in Vegas, and I don't want you talking about her. We have a long-standing relationship.
Well, true. She is neighbors to Debbie, who did Dallas.
Yes. Never date. Moral of the story, people that are listening, never date a girl named Pandora.
There you go.
Or her box.
All right. This one's for the 25th. This is the last one for today. This is a personal ad in a Chinese newspaper.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Love long time. Love long time.
Oddly enough, this person's name is also Pandora.
Information wanted as to the whereabouts of Mrs. J.O. Plunk. It should be Blunk. Wife of J.O. Plunk. Should be Clunk. Go.
That just sounds like every Chinese voice impersonation I've ever heard in America.
Adam, read it. Go ahead, read it. On the air.
Information wanted as to the whereabouts of Mrs. J.O. Plunk, parentheses Blanc, wife of J.O. Plunk, Clunk. Wow. Actually.
Exactly.
Funny you should mention that. I went to I actually have a picture of it, and I will show it to you and everything, but I went to that Fuji place here in Bristol.
Uh-huh.
And it literally, but I went out there with a lady friend of mine, and we opened up the menu, and she pointed it out to it. It literally says dollar. It's spelled dollars, like D-A-L-L-O-R-S.
Really?
It's spelled literally as like an Asian person saying would sound. I was like, this is just too hilarious for words.
Huh. Interesting. Very interesting indeed. All right, we got to go to break.
$3.
We got to go to break. When we come back, we'll have the Dumbass of the Week. We'll have Dee's new bit, which is going to be awesome. Trust me, you're not going to want to miss it. And we'll also have a couple of different news articles that we're going to talk about. Maybe we'll get into the fall television and movie preview. Who knows, depending on time. So we'll work on it. You're listening to The Sully Show here on More Like Radio. We'll be right back, I promise.
It's time for a piss break. Come on back. It's The Sully Show. MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Now I'm realizing that this is all gonna be on fucking podcast. Oh boy.
I told you. I was trying to warn you the whole time.
Dude, I don't care. I'm voluntarily Skyping into you. Use this to make a promo. I don't care. No, dude, like I said, my fiance doesn't listen. Dutch got drunk one night. Well, he gets drunk every night. But he got drunk one night, and I used it as a promo. Why not? Use this into a promo. I give everyone permission to turn this audio into a promo. I don't care.
He also used drunk me for a promo, too, if you remember.
Yes. AJ, you play it every week.
I do. Folks at home, Radio Gold like this happens every Sunday and Thursday at midnight on 360 on 420, only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's Tee Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Tuesday nights on More Like Radio, it's the show about beer that apparently everybody is talking about.
He has his own show.
No, he doesn't.
He has a podcast.
What, prove it?
Alcohol by Volume.
He talks about beer. How hard is that?
Alcohol by Volume.
He talks about beer. How hard is that?
Because it's a show on our network.
Alcohol by Volume.
No.
That's the show.
Atticus?
Atticus, why does that sound
familiar? Because he's the guy that syncs up our audio when we screw it up.
Kevin, great at video, horrible at everything else in his life.
Well, yeah, because Atticus was a fan, and then he became a staff person, and then he became a show host. Very integrated with us. I mean, he has a More Like Radio t-shirt.
He sounds great. We should get him to host a show.
He does
on
have
the station.
He does have a show. It's called Alcohol by Volume.
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesday nights, 6 to 8 p.m., only on morelikeradio.com.
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio, Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelikeradio.com.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh.
The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, because do you ever,
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Sully Show here on More Like Radio. That's right. We're here. Slowly but surely, but we're here. Kind of, sort of, maybe. I don't freaking.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. Come and join us in the chat room. Go to morelikeradio.com/live. It'll be good for you, I promise.
Yes. He promises.
I promise.
I just posted the rumored Knight of Champions card in the chat, by the way, Sully.
Oh. And by the way, there's no live show after us today.
Yeah,
really?
There's no live wrestling show because Mark Out Radio moved.
Yeah, Mark Out Radio moved to Wednesday nights at 11, which is awesome. because now they can get the whole middle of the weekend and do their predictions for TNA, which they don't really have predictions for TNA because, well, let's face it, it's TNA. But that's besides the point.
and let's face it, Dark Fox stopped caring about TNA for a while ago. So
yeah, pretty much.
He strictly does WWE and NXT now, which, by the way, wrestling fans, watch this week's NXT. Fantastic main event. Yeah. Sorry.
But you can catch the replay of last Wednesday's show right after us, which is really cool. Then, of course, Alcohol by Volume, Elite Speakers, The Gentleman Show, and Talk Radio Meltdown all have replays. And then, of course, Masters of None from 10 to 11, No Name Show right after that, and then 360 on 420 starting at midnight. They're the next live show, 360 on 420. Why are you telling me to suck it? Look at, he's telling me to suck it.
I didn't know.
Why?
Nobody heard anything.
Why are you doing the DX job?
I don't know. I'm kind of through at wrestling for a little while right now. I'm going on a hiatus because
repetitive.
They've recycled it. I'm pretty sure I saw this in 1999.
Where have you been?
When they recycled the same thing with
Wrestling talk.
It was The Rock.
We're not doing wrestling talk. No.
I just want to say this point quickly though.
Okay.
It seems repetitive to us, but for this the complete new generation of fans, it's new.
Yeah, yes. But in the same sense as once you're a wrestling fan and you watch it, you're hooked for life. You don't want to see the same old repetitive. Oh my God, they're gonna pick somebody to be their champion and they're gonna screw somebody over. Where have I seen this 1,000 times over again?
Well,
and the
talent.
Let's be realistic. It's the same recycled talent over and over and over and over and over and over.
For the most part, but I mean, you've got Daniel Bryan playing the Mankind role pretty much, and he's much better in ring and not on mic, but in ring.
True.
You got CM Punk kind of playing like the Austin role right now. And again, better in ring than Austin. And let's face it, better on mic. Not taking away anything from Steve Austin, but CM Punk's like Roddy Piper level on the mic.
And you can check all of that out on Markout Radio on Wednesday at 11 o'clock.
Yes, you can.
Excellent. So, we got a lot to do, very little time to do it. We're going to get into Danielle's bit. We don't have a name for it yet.
Not yet.
Isn't that right, Danielle? Adam's doing the Stevie Wonder.
I wonder what's going on.
He's wondering what's going on. So, Danielle, bring us up to speed on what we're going to be doing.
Well, I've been trying to think for a couple of weeks now, like what I wanted to do for a segment, and I came across a few things. It was funny, blah blah blah. But I came across this, and I just had to do it. It's the best of Craigslist.
Okay, now with the best of Craigslist, this is more going to be a weekly thing, obviously, because we're going to do it every week.
Yeah,
and it's mostly one of those things that you really shouldn't see on Craigslist, correct?
Yeah, just things that are so out of this world, it's crazy.
All right. So we will come up with a music bit for you.
Yeah.
That's for sure. We will do that. Maybe a little intro to the bit, you know, something cool. Maybe someone can do that. And here's the cool thing. Now, if you're watching on Ustream, I just pretty much split the screen, which is awesome, by the way, because I could do that. And the thing is, oh, whoa, what the heck just happened? I didn't want that. There we go. I didn't want that. You can pretty much see what we're going to be talking about for each one that Danielle has found. So, Danielle, bring us up to speed on the first one that you sent me. You sent them to me in order, so they're there.
All right. So, this is a free working LCD.
Oh, the free working LCD. That's not the first one you sent me here. Let me see.
Oh.
Here. But I'll switch to that one. There we go. Free working LCD. Look at that.
Yes.
Read it. Read the ad for all of us here.
All right, so this is posted, let's see, in 2009, I think this was. Free LCD TV. Yes, it works perfectly. Yes, it has remote. No, I won't deliver. Why is it free, you ask? Because my roommate thought it would be hysterical to pause a gay porn on my TV while my girlfriend and I were on vacation for 2 weeks, thus burning an image into the screen. So if you don't mind a silhouette of a skinny white guy taking a load in the face from the biggest black penis in recorded history, forever adoring your new TV, it's yours.
And sold.
That is awesome.
First off, whoever's saying that is a liar, because LCD doesn't burn images into the screen.
Plasma does.
Plasma does.
So it's not an LCD.
So first off, that's false advertising, Mr. Expert on TVs posting a Craigslist. That's the thing. Because you see, LCD TVs have a... First off, they don't burn because it's not gel. It's lights. Secondly, they do screensavers even if you pause a DVD. Yes. You're welcome. So it's a plasma. Again, I digress.
So there you go. And by the way, I will promote this. This is at Ads of Craigslist on Twitter. You can check them out. So... We need to get in touch with whoever came up with this, because that is just freaking awesome, and I want them on the show for this.
Secondly...
Yeah, I'm going to retweet them and contact them.
Secondly, though, that little nitpick of that article behind, best prank ever.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That is a good prank.
Now...
Although I would hope the friend bought a new TV afterwards, realizing that they burned an image of... A dude taking just a monster cock in the mouth.
Someone send them a tweet that we're talking about them right now on this segment. If you all do that and just retweet it, that would be awesome.
Yeah, go for it.
You too. It's your bit.
Yeah, Danielle, send a Ute a text.
Send a text to all of them. Yeah, it's at Ads of Craigslist, ADSOFCRAIGSLIST, and make sure you put at More Like Radio, too, because that's just awesome. This is awesome. Okay, so, Danielle.
I found some good ones, too.
That's freaking great. I love that one. Well, what's your next one, D?
All right, my next one is looking for a white baby mama.
All right. Looking for a white baby mama. Here we go.
He's looking for a white baby mama.
I do have it up.
I can't. Is it? Where is it at? I don't see it.
It'll be on the Ustream.
Okay. In his defense, though, he just wants to make the next Colin Kaepernick or Jason Kidd. So
there you go.
Or he wants good credit.
So,
for
those on Ustream, you can see a little picture that I got the mouse right over it, and you can see the picture that he posted with us. So, D, go ahead. Read this ad.
All right. I'm a 28-year-old single black man looking for a big white girl to have my baby. Let me stay at her crib sometimes and use her whip and get cheated on by me. I ain't finna do much daddy shit, but if you keep the fridge stocked with that OE, I might smoke some tree with you. So any shorties want to hit me up, I'm at the library right now.
He's not at the library.
Get
out of here.
I'll be back here tomorrow to check my email. You best be sending me them nasty pics too, bitch, or I ain't fucking with y'all. Peace.
I'm so hood.
You know what? He's honest.
Yeah.
He's very honest. He knows what he wants.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he can't spell worth a damn. Because, my God, you can certainly tell. You can really tell that this is...
He's an interesting character. He will go far in life.
He'll be one of those guys who makes a video on YouTube because someone records him saying something stupid.
Sitting on a toilet. That's what they would do. That's the type of person that is. And Adam.
Yes.
Not to be racist, but he was probably at the library writing that.
That's the only place he could find to get a computer.
Yeah, that's free internet. It's
either
the
that or the Apple Store.
Well, it's a good thing he wasn't wearing a hood and had Skittles when he walked in there. Cause, too soon?
No.
No, it's never too soon.
Never too soon.
And nothing ever too soon.
So, Danielle, you got any more? Because I found one that I thought was...
I do have more. Looking for a man to get me pregnant.
Ooh, this is a good one. All right, let's go for this one.
Looking for a man to get me pregnant. I love babies and I want one. I know this might sound crazy, but I want to get pregnant. After I would like nothing to do with the guy who got me pregnant, nothing personal against the guy, I would like to be a single mother.
Does she include a picture?
No, there's no,
no
picture.
No, there's no picture, Adam.
Damn it. That's what they get you every time. I assume they get you every time. I don't know. Ba-dum-bum. I've never had that scenario happen to me.
Ba-dum-bum. Maybe.
And then I found another one. Wanted 4 or 5 people to hunt Bigfoot.
All right, let me see here.
looking for 4 or 5 people willing to look for Bigfoot.
Hold on.
If you have one of the camera.
Hold on. I didn't, for some reason, that one didn't come up the way it's supposed to. There we go. There we go.
Is there pay in this hunting for Bigfoot thing? Because that would be awesome. Like, I'd do it.
No, but his number is listed on this.
Is it in Connecticut?
Is the phone number?
No, it's 802 number.
Oh, we should find where that's at.
Oh, I should block that out, huh?
Can we call that number on the air and apply to this? Punch you down?
I should block that out. Let me see if I can block that out.
You don't have to, though, Matt, because it's out in public anyway.
Yeah. Let's totally call this guy.
We can't do that over the air.
Well, I'll call him on my phone.
Here's the thing. You got to say you're on the air.
We are on the air.
Like, you're live on the air.
You got to tell the guy you're calling, oh, yeah, by the way, you're on the air.
Yeah, no. I mean, like, I can't show the number.
Oh, no, yeah, you can't show the number.
I can't show the number. I'm trying to block it.
I probably should have told you that beforehand.
Yeah, because I would have blocked it out.
There's a guy in Modesto who's looking for a radioactive spider to bite my 3-year-old son Holden so he can be a real Spider-Man.
Nice. Nice. All right, so let's do it this Bigfoot one here, and let me see if I can get something to block the number here. Yeah, I'll do that. There we go. Number's blocked, so nobody can see it.
Okay.
And don't repeat it.
I won't. Looking for 5 or 4 people willing to go look for Bigfoot. If you have game cameras or even night vision video recorder and would like to spend a few days in the woods looking for Bigfoot, I recently found a print in the mud while out fishing. Can text a pic to you for proof or even go to the location. If you're interested, please call blah, 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 blah. Call anytime, day or night.
Blah, 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 blah. Adam saw something that wasn't very good.
I found this ad. I don't even want to read it.
All right. Well, let's finish with these ads first.
Yeah, I think I found the same.
Because you've got one more, right?
Oh wait, no, I have one more.
You got one more?
Yeah, the chicken one.
Let me see. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So you were on the L train. Me, tall, fit, cute, big smile. You, chickens in a baby carriage. Or maybe they were adult chicken babies. Adult chicken babies with hats. I must see you again. With the chicken babies, that is. Let's meet for 5 wonderful seconds and an Instagram back on the platform just one more time.
Wow. Like,
really? Yeah. And that one I found in New York. I actually went on Craigslist and tried to find one on my own.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's just wrong.
That is so, so many levels. Wrong.
So that's Danielle's best of Craigslist.
I don't know if it's the best.
That's going to be my new segment.
That's going to be her new segment. Do me a favor. Go on your Facebook or something and send me whatever link that you're almost puking about.
Can I send it from your computer on?
Or just put it in the chat on More Like Radio.
Yeah. Put it in the chat room and then I can bring it up here. Because that way I can show everybody what's going on.
And that way my reaction will also be telling of how bad it is because.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to copy and paste. I don't know how to use your technology. It didn't
Command C to copy, just like Control C on a PC, and then Command V in the chat room to paste, just like Control C on a PC. It's not difficult.
Yeah, not for you.
It's not
for you.
Good for you.
Not for you.
Command in the chat room.
Command V. Just like Control V. All right. It's not much different.
Go.
All right.
I posted it in there. You'll know what I'm talking about. I believe it is the very first one on the list.
Oh, my God.
Really? Oh, my God. I got to show this. Hold on a minute.
Are you reading it? Read the whole thing.
Hold on. I will show it. I will do it in a second here. Hold on a minute. Hang on, my
friend.
Oh,
my God.
Funny Craigslist ad number 253. Have crabs? Me too. Let's breed them. So I've got this really awesome problem. Some nights ago at a bar, I met a really beautiful woman. Only downside was she had crabs. I'm not talking one or two here and there. This was a full-on colony. She shaved, but it still looked like she had a jungle down there. What did I do? F that shit. I dug right in, mouth first. Now I have crabs, too. I've named a couple of them, but honestly, there's just too many to count now. There's where my problem comes in. I'm not a really big fan of overcrowding, and some of these guys just look beat up. Maybe it's the crotch sweat. Maybe it's the smell. Whatever it is, I'm losing crabs like my penis has a bug zapper. I'm looking for one or possible more lovely ladies to share the load with. If you laughed at all, we might get along. If not, you're probably the one with your mouth wide open in disbelief or disgust. Hold that pose. I just made another man's day a little brighter. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Funny Craigslist ad number 250. Lady at funeral, M4W 50, Houston.
How about number 249, grape juice fetish?
Of course, Philadelphia.
Stripper pole in Waco for free.
Adam, that's you.
Yeah.
Whoops.
No, I got 247. Looking to start an orgastic satanic cult or something for fun.
Some fun, yeah.
Yeah. Anna with bad karma. I need pineapple delivered.
Cults are fun, man. Cults are fun. Man.
Magic powered microwave for $30 in Sarasota.
All right, let's do this.
You people are idiots. Welcome back, dumbass. Dumbass. Got anything for that, dumbass? Well, April Fool, dumbass.
It's time for the dumbass of the week.
Dumbasses. Dumbass. You dumbasses? 300 million sperm. That's the one that got through.
Yes, it is the one that got through. It is now time for the dumbass of the week, where we take all those stupid people. Well, yeah, pretty much say they're stupid, moronic, idiots. Overall, dumbasses.
True.
Dumbasses. True. But it's that special one. That one special person that makes the top of the list. The cream of the crop. The dumbass of the week. All you have to do, if you have an article or a video, and this is for anybody across the More Like Radio network, as well as, you know, on Twitter or Facebook, you
Mr.
can...
Mr. Bunky's done it a few times.
Yes, yes, Mr. Bunky has. Marianne from Lust and Love and Daytime Divas has. Adam has. Punchy has.
Yeah.
Everybody, we're all part of this. Danielle has even contributed, and this week is from Danielle, which is awesome, so I didn't have to do it. Because I don't like
picking
them.
You're welcome.
I don't like picking them. So anyway, if you have a video or a news article, you can send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com. And if you really want to stretch the limit, do hashtag dumbass of the week. It's real simple. Hashtag dumbass of the week. Can't really go wrong. But tell us who you are, give us the link, and we'll most likely use it for the show because, well, like I said, I don't like picking them. I'd rather you guys pick them. So anyway, this one comes from, where is this one from? I don't know. Doesn't
Which
say.
One?
Undercover cop. But I'll say, oh, Oregon. Found it. Oregon. This is Susan Van Hoat. This lady definitely wins woman mother of the year.
Uh-oh.
Because she allegedly gave her son a ride to make heroin deal with an undercover cop. Yeah.
Somebody's watching Breaking Bad way too much.
Now, you guys know I hate when journalists put their own little quips in there.
Quirky
quips. Well, guess what? It starts with, "Hey, Mom, can I get a ride to sell some crack?" Really? Seriously?
Unnecessary.
What's wrong with you? So anyway, police in West Salem, Oregon arrested Susan Van Hout in a traffic stop on August 15th, so it wasn't that long ago, as she allegedly gave her son a ride to what would have been a heroin deal with an undercover cop. Her and her son were arrested on charges of unlawful delivery and possession of heroin after she reportedly tried to hide the drugs from the police.
Oh, my God.
A canine unit foiled her plans. Well, no shit. Because, let's face it, you're hiding drugs, and there's a dog, you're screwed.
Yep. I've got a canine unit. I've got a K-10, right, guys?
Yeah, yeah. Michael Van Hout is 25. He had been released from county jail only 2 days earlier. He was already in jail! What is wrong with you? And I mean that in a very nice way. What's wrong with you? Hey, I'm going to get out of jail. Hey, Mike, you bring me to a drug deal? Really?
See, I thought
really?
I was a younger kid when you said it.
So you what?
I thought it was like a 12-year-old she was bringing and you were going to tell me. The 25-year-old.
See, that would have been even worse.
Crazy. Yeah.
Even worse.
Horrible.
But how do you bring your own son who just got out of jail 2 days later to a heroin deal?
Do we have a picture of this lady? Because I'm pretty sure...
Enabler.
I'm going to go with white trash is my pick of what she looks like. I'm talking like single wide trailer with you have to jiggle the handle to poop, you know, kind of thing.
No, I don't want that as my homepage. We do. Let me see if I can pull this up here the right way. We'll do that. There we go. I will just bring that down and move that over ever so slightly. And look at that. If you're looking on Ustream, you can certainly tell that this woman is, yeah. Yeah, that's...
I'm waiting for it to show up.
It'll show up. Don't worry. Come on. Have faith in me.
I see half her face.
You see half her face?
Yes.
How about...
I see Aaron Hernandez's cousin.
Aaron Hernandez's cousin.
And
yeah,
that's what he looks like too.
She's less white trashy than I expected.
Yeah,
but still,
yeah,
she's teetering.
Now, this isn't the only recent case of crooks keeping crime all in the family. A little earlier in the month, on Friday that same week, a mother and her son were arrested after allegedly abducting a child from a Pennsylvania home.
Wow, and they're still on the streets?
Yeah.
Before that?
Yeah. The pair were apprehended after an Amber Alert was issued, and of course, earlier this month, an Arkansas mother was arrested after helping her son escape from jail. These are very questionable people.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, they need to be locked up for a while.
A while? A while?
Forever?
A while? No! No, 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 no.
Niet.
No.
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 Absolutely not. A while. Forever.
Uh-oh. Sandlot reference?
That's
Sandlot
right.
Sandlot version?
That's right. Forever.
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 Forever,
ever? Ever.
I'm pretty sure this is not the first time it's happened, like, there was, like, red flags out there for this mom and son. I'm pretty sure in school, instead of giving him snack packs, you gave him smack packs, you know, and...
Forever. 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 Forever.
Forever!
Forever.
You know what? Just kill them, too. Just so I don't have to pay taxes on them anymore.
I'm kidding.
I mean, who said that? Who said that? That was.
I mean, we're the vigilantes when you really need them and everything like that. I think you should just give these two.
We need Ben Affleck as Batman.
I think what you need to do is send these two to a gated community with a hood on their head and just walk around aimlessly. and see what happens. Just saying. Because apparently gated communities are where vigilante happens. Like, it's awesome. Man. We'll just, like, be like the Purge. We just kill everyone that's, you know, we don't want to deal with.
All right.
What if we could put them all on an island?
Kill them all.
I just put them on an island. Think about it. Just make it like Australia, but, like, you know.
Worse.
Like, where
like
could we send
Games.
Them? Yeah. We're going to send them to New Jersey. Oh, not New Jersey.
Oh. Too soon? Oh, Punchy's Jersey.
Oh. See, I always think of, Punchy. Like... I always
send
think,
to Oakland.
I always think of Dogma when he's like, where'd you banish him to? New Jersey. All eternity in New Jersey.
What Jersey?
Hey, don't put a hit on me. Hey, by the way, is your governor like one snack pack away from like literally having a heart attack in the middle of the floor?
No, Ray.
Every time I see him, I think the blob from X-Men.
No, you see, there's a difference. Nothing can move the blob.
Clearly. Chris Christie's like, yes, I got that. Steak.
Maybe moving to Washington in a few years.
I like to pick up girls on the rebound from a disappointing relationship. They're more vulnerable, they're much more in need of solace, and they're fairly open to suggestion. And I use that to fuck them someplace fairly uncomfortable.
What, like the back of a Volkswagen?
No.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
I love that movie.
I couldn't resist. Ben Affleck movie where he didn't cry.
Yeah, but he was a dick in that movie.
True.
He wasn't the main character. He was just like the asshole guy.
Yeah, that's true.
He cried in Chasing Amy like a ton of times.
Of course. It's Chasing Amy.
Hey, basically, he plays a dick in that, and then in Chasing Amy, he makes up for the lack of crying there by crying extra.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So that's our Dumbass of the Week for this week. If you have one, send us an email to dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com. And Skype just crashed on me again. So I need to start that back up and get Danielle back on Skype. Because for some reason, that's not good.
Hey, by the way, Sully, if you're just needing a quarterback, Colt McCoy's in the market.
Oh. Wait, didn't we get like 4 quarterbacks during the draft?
You guys are really good at drafting quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I'll give you a hint. Yeah. That's like your strong suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. I'd like to see the Jets actually play well, but who knows? I doubt it's going to happen anytime.
Yeah, and it's funny because there's a thread on the board about Colt McCoy being traded, and the two teams that could trade for him are the Jets and the Bills because of the injuries they have. So I'm like, oh, thank you, AFC East, and your bad quarterback situations. And then I guess a Patriots fan goes, as a Pats fan, I too would like to extend that thank you.
Look, Danielle's
it's like they keep
back.
Giving it to us every year. Like, here, just have it.
Danielle's just... back.
Oh, I'm back. There she is.
Stop breaking things.
I can't help it.
Hey, we're the Jets. We're going to not only keep Mark Sanchez, but we're going to trade our best defensive player.
Hey. It's. I feel bad for Sully. He's a Jets fan, and it's...
Not as bad as Met fans.
Yeah.
Mets fans are, you know what? I'll still take being a Mets fan over being a Jets fan because when was the last time
Guess
the Jets
what?
Won
Most
anything?
Mets fans are Jets fans.
Okay.
Mets
slash
double
Jets. Double whammy.
That's
exactly.
A miserable
just convert.
Life.
It's a double whammy. See, I at least like the Giants too. I'm out of sync here in Connecticut, okay? I moved up here. I'm like, screw that. I go for my home teams. Except for the Islanders, because, well, they're the Islanders. I'd rather go with the Rangers. But I go with the Yankees first, then the Mets. You got the American League, National League. With the Jets and the Giants, you got the AFC and NFC. Simple as that. Hockey, well, Islanders, Rangers, I'll still go with Rangers over Islanders any day. Football, I also ignore Buffalo because they're too close to Canada. Nothing against the team, but they're too close to Canada.
Too fucking cold.
That's always been my excuse, right? I'll never root for the Patriots, and it's not because they're not a bad team. They're a great team. I just don't like Belichick and Brady. They're assholes. They are.
I don't understand how you think they're assholes since the guys never make comments to anyone. Rex Ryan and go, and talks all this crap and trash talk.
Rex
Bill
Ryan,
Belichick is
wait
this.
A minute, wait a minute.
Yeah,
Rex,
we beat him 44-3. Yeah, we got to improve on our game. Rex Ryan, if you beat us 44-3, Rex Ryan would throw a parade and everything like that and
that's
mock
true.
Bill Belichick. That's not then how no. are you going to say...
See, Rex Ryan has a big mouth.
No.
Okay? Belichick walks off the field during a Super Bowl when his team lost with only 15 seconds left. Sorry.
Okay.
That's poor sportsmanship right there, my friend.
I don't agree with that.
Belichick really is Forrest Griffin after a knockout loss.
He is.
He really is.
He is. That's poor sportsmanship. I'm sorry. You're the coach of a freaking national football team that's won Super Bowls left and right, and you walk off the field because the Giants handed one to you? No!
That was actually the second one they handed to us, but yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
But they still won.
I don't agree with that. I'm not going to sit there and I wouldn't classify them as assholes. I think what they do for
Belichick playing mind games, he's an asshole.
He does.
And make no mistake, by the way, if the Patriots had beaten the Ravens in the AFC title game, that would have been a third one the Patriots had handed to them. Just saying.
I'd have to agree with him on that one.
I'm not going to disagree or agree on that one, but I'm just going to say...
We're going to have to agree to disagree.
We're going to have to agree to disagree only because of the fact of last time I checked, I mean, our defense sucks. I don't have a backup defense that's like the 49ers.
Happened?
But I will say, in Punchy, you can remember, do you remember the 49ers game where you guys almost blew it? And you had the 35-point and Brady came back in the fourth? And literally lit up your defense, and our defense, what do they do? Our secondary sucked and basically give up huge freaking plays. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. It's not – I have all the faith in Brady and Belichick. I have the defense ever since basically the three Super Bowls. Their defense has been crap.
Oh, yeah.
And
without a doubt.
They've gotten on sheer offensive talent or just whatever you want to call it, the system. But their defense sucks. Sucks.
Here's the thing. The most important player on the 49ers defense is Justin Smith.
Yeah,
and he was out at like shortly after the start of the second half because he tore like something in his like a bicep or something like that, and he actually didn't play until the playoffs. So that was huge, and I think Aldon Smith also tore something in his shoulder that wasn't addressed until after the season ended. So right there, two of the best players in the defense, pretty much either out or not as effective. And the one thing I don't like about Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator of the 49ers, is when they get a comfortable lead, he starts to play the prevent.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
I see his point on that one. Absolutely.
I mean, you're supposed to, but I.
You don't play that on a Tom Brady.
Nope.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, they still won it. They went to the Super Bowl. They lost, just like you know everything else. I think that whole year it was like faded. It was like one of those, it's got to happen. Just like this, I knew the Giants were going to win the second time.
Right.
Only because it's too written in the stars of the second rematch and they beat us again. It's like that team that everyone wants to beat.
And you got to admit.
Yeah.
And the Giants played well on both.
Well, that's the thing. They played very well. They knew that they had to attack Brady.
Right. And
because Brady, and you've seen it.
Yep.
You can't deny it. And the two of you, actually the three of you, can vouch for me on this. As soon as he is out of that pocket, there goes his game.
Yep.
Well,
he's a pocket quarterback.
Yeah, but so is Peyton Manning.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean, his absolutely. Game is predicated on the fact of having confidence in his line, and everyone's like, oh, he doesn't like to get knocked around. Give me a quarterback who does like to get knocked around. So he doesn't get knocked around very
old
often.
Old school quarterbacks.
Yeah, but this...
Well, even look
everything's
at Ben.
Different. Look at Cutler, though. Cutler got hit a ton. Big Ben got hit a ton. Aaron Rodgers got hit a ton last year.
Testaverde got
Big
hit.
You don't want your quarterback. But
seconds.
Yeah.
He's a pocket. I mean, Tom Brady, how many times has been open field? And if he was a runner, he would have scored another
touchdown
this season. They know he's not. And they predicated their whole offensive on, all right, Tom Brady, he doesn't have his strength is not running. We know.
Right.
Him and Peyton Manning like storks trying to run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kaepernick, that dude can run. RG3, a guy like that can run. There's a lot of players.
Yeah.
Rodgers can run. Even Eli Manning. He's a lot more mobile than his brother. I've seen him get out of situations and run. But
Eli's also shorter.
He is. I mean, Eli Manning has also had the benefit of having a really good defense and picking it up at the right time. The first Super Bowl, I won't really give it that whole catching on his head. I mean, it was the greatest. That was the. You're never gonna get that.
That was the worst greatest play ever.
I still mock the second one. They won. I mean, we came back. They came down and did it what they needed to do, so I can't knock them ever.
When you have somebody write a book about a freaking catch, that's the worst
and it's the guy
best play ever.
And it's a guy who's not even in the league or not even knows about it anymore. It's not like he's an elite guy. It's a catch. But
He caught it on his helmet.
That's what happened. That's what makes the Super Bowls exciting. They were both exciting. This year's Super Bowl was exciting. I watched it. I love the Ravens.
Absolutely.
I actually was going for the 49ers, but the Ravens story made sense. It was
power outage.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
Yeah. It made sense. It's like, oh, let's put, you know, Ray Lewis, let's go out on top, even though they weren't faded at all. And
Let's just put Ray Lewis out on top. Don't give Frank Gore his first one or give Randy Moss one or...
Well, Randy Moss is kind of a victim of his own, like, work ethic, if you will. In his own mouth. Had he worked harder and everything, he would still be in New England.
Open mouth, insert foot.
But then again, look at the second, when New England went to the Super Bowl against the Giants the second time. You talk about injury. Gronkowski was out, was injured. He was only 60% playing hurt, and there's a couple plays where old Gronkowski would have caught the ball and it had been over.
Sure.
But he's 60% playing hurt, but he's 100% on the dance floor the next night. So
yeah, well, that's stupid. I mean, he's a young guy. Why are you doing that? But a lot of guys, let's be real, a lot of guys in the NFL do stupid shit.
Yep.
You know, they go out and party.
Didn't
they're young.
Someone
they're
shoot
invincible.
Themselves?
Yeah, somebody shoots themselves.
Yeah.
Like the 49ers have had plenty of guys who've done some stupid stuff,
too. Not going to mention any names on that one.
But, I mean, the 49ers have a great defense, just like the Seahawks. They have a great defense.
Now,
and that's going to get them to the playoffs, predicated on their defense, not really their offense.
Playoffs?
Correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. Season starts next week or 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Next week's Labor Day, so it starts after Labor Day.
Next week.
Yes, yeah. College starts next week.
This week is like the dress rehearsal for the preseason. Like, this is the week to watch because the starters are going to play most of the game.
Yes. Well, yeah, because you got to make sure that you're ready to start.
Yeah, next week is practically a bye week for the starters because they play like one series next week and then they they rest and then just all the backups battle for positions and depth chart positions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
But absolutely. I mean, and Seattle, I cannot wait because I think they are going to crash and burn so bad.
You think so?
Yeah, they're gonna be a good team, but everyone's like, oh, they're gonna be Super Bowl. They're gonna be like, they're gonna win the division. They're not gonna win the division. Their prize acquisition is already out until at least November. So by Percy Harvin, by the time he gets back, there's not gonna be much chemistry between him and Wilson.
Right.
And Wilson hasn't even been looking that great in the preseason.
Okay.
Granted, it's the preseason, but still, he hasn't been looking that great.
Right.
Not as well as he did last preseason. And there's word now coming out of their camp that they already are banged up to the point that a team would be banged up midseason.
RKO Boston just said, we should have never lost the first Giants Super Bowl, but we absolutely deserve to lose the second.
I agree.
Yeah. And meanwhile,
you know what? That's a little iffy. It really is because they did make stupid mistakes at the end of that game.
They did, but the first
you make a stupid mistake.
The first game, Brady brings it down with a minute in the first Super Bowl with a minute and 50 seconds left. Gets to Randy Moss, catches the touchdown.
Yeah.
No one sees him driving it down and everything like that. It stopped them and everything. And the defense, if they had got a hold, they had Eli a couple times, tackled them knocked it away. It's over. I mean,
but that's the thing.
The Super Bowl.
That was good football.
Right. It was exciting. It
was close. It was neck and neck.
Came down to the last second.
The two teams beat the living hell out of each other.
Yep.
And it was football.
I also want to point out too.
And next year, Jersey's going to be rocking. I kind of want to see a Jets Giants Super Bowl. I know it's not going to happen, but it'd be freaking cool.
In an alternate universe, it will.
But it would be really cool to see the Jets and Giants playing at MetLife Stadium next year for the Super Bowl. That would be the Super Bowl of Super Bowls.
Because but it won't happen because the host city has never played.
I know. That's the thing.
Had the team play in the Super Bowl. But I'm hoping it's the 49ers again, just because that means I can actually like possibly try to go to the game.
Yay!
That would be awesome, but
Hey, and again,
you know what? We're a radio station. We should see if we can get some pull here with some of these things. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, maybe we can get it out there. I mean, you never know.
Like it's the 40s, all right?
I mean, you never know. We could possibly do something like that. I'm just saying.
You're going to have my people call your people.
We could get in touch with the NFL, be like, listen, we got a lot of show hosts that want to go to the freaking Super Bowl. We want to represent, you know, and give you guys a good name and maybe get some of the players to interview on for certain shows. You know, I'm just saying. I'm just getting it out there, you know. I'm just, you know.
By the way,
Muggsy, you see?
Yeah, see, nah, you never see? Catch me, nah.
Back to stupid Seattle.
stupid Seattle.
Also, their second biggest acquisition was Cliff Averill. Cliff Averill, who on a contract year couldn't even get double-digit sacks. On a contract year, on a team where he was really the only real pass rusher, still couldn't get. At least 10 sacks, and yet he's like supposed to be this big replacement for Chris Clemens, who is actually a pass rusher I would be afraid to see face my team. Like if Chris Clemens were active and not on the PUP list, Percy Harvin were active and not on the PUP list, then I'd be a lot more afraid of Seattle.
Okay,
but both players aren't going to play till midseason, so I don't. It's going to be a little rougher. They're going to be good, but I don't think they're going to be as good as they could be this year.
All right.
I mean. Even if they take, it's going to be their second in division, they're still going to get at least a playoff spot, whether it's wild card or whatever. I don't see them not making the playoffs only because last year they played really well. Their defense stepped up. They had a good running game. We'll see if Russell Wilson has a slump at all or it was just a fluke. We'll see how that goes. We don't have any replacement refs, so they can't bail them out of that one game, which we all know they should have lost to Green Bay. But,
you know what's funny? That game ended up being a huge help to the 49ers.
It did.
That got them that bye and gave Justin Smith that extra week to heal.
I got to say this. RKO Boston just put, we were hands down the best team that year. God was a Giants fan. All right. God really had nothing to do with that, number one. Number two.
We all know Satan did.
Yes, they had the best record in the league. No one can doubt that. One of their wins is an asterisk, in my, not just my opinion, but a lot of NFL fans' opinions. It's not just Jet fans, okay? They got caught cheating.
Yeah.
That year. Sorry.
So they shouldn't have won that game.
They really shouldn't have because they got caught cheating. Clear as day. The evidence is there. It happens. Yes, it's still a win for them. They had the best record. But they still couldn't get the job done when it counted.
And I have a question, since all of you guys are football fans. Of the quarterbacks who broke out this past season, between, we'll say, Kaepernick, Luck, RG3, and no, not including Kaepernick because he wasn't a rookie, but Luck, RG3, and Russell Wilson, who do you think is the best this year?
Luck. Hands down.
I was going to say Luck.
Hands down, Luck?
Absolutely.
Both of you are saying Luck?
Yeah, because here's the thing. RG3, I'm not taking anything against him. Mm-hmm. He got injured. Their whole Shanahan predicated their things on being on him running a lot.
Right.
Even though you had a rookie, Alfred Morris, who had a beast year.
Okay.
A beast year.
Mm-hmm.
So got injured. Luck took a team that was literally had look what their record was previous year. I think they won one game or two games or mm-hmm. even not even that, and brought them to the playoffs his rookie season.
Right.
Won all those games and basically had almost a Peyton Manning-esque thing and got them immediately to the playoffs the next year.
All right.
Russell Wilson had a great number, had pretty good numbers, but he had a great defense and a great run game. Andrew Luck did not have either one of those.
All right.
He didn't have a great defense or a running game. That's why I give it to Luck.
I want to hear Danielle's take on this with Luck.
Hold on a second. I'm getting a message on Skype from TMZ. One second.
Oh, hi, TMZ. Would you like to be on our show, TMZ? Because we have no problem being on yours.
I know.
I'll give this extra analysis on the Luck. I'll do this between Luck and Wilson. Again, Luck did far more with a lot less.
He can't see his head.
Granted, Wilson led his team to an 11-win season and the second round of the playoffs. But look at the team Seattle has. Versus the team that Indianapolis has. And listen, you're not going to be able to keep that team together forever. I mean, I don't even know how the 49ers are keeping the team together as much together as they have been. Just because guys are going to, guys are hitting free agency, but
It depends on smart drafting. But sure. Andrew Luck entered the league with nothing around him, except for like mostly rookies in key positions,
mm-hmm.
except for running back. And now they've got Ahmad Bradshaw there. But like T.Y. Hilton's going to be his top receiver at some point. And, you know, he was a rookie last year, and he's already shown good flashes. His top two tight ends last year were rookies.
Right.
Dwayne Allen and Kobe Fleener. There's some.
They what? How what?
Young people on the offensive line.
Did you look at him from, like, when he came in?
Huh?
What? What the?
I don't know. Something just happened to the microphone. I was saying, compared to how he is now from when he first came into the league, he's so much better, and he has so much potential. He's going to be a rock star in 3 years.
There's a reason everyone was doing the suck for luck campaign.
Yeah.
He's the best quarterback since Peyton Manning to come out of a draft in a long time.
He is.
Let's be realistic. All the great quarterbacks the last couple of years, they've all been they weren't really that big. Like Aaron Rodgers wasn't touted as being as good as he is and everything sat right. behind. Brady certainly wasn't. Brees certainly wasn't. None of them were Heisman big winners. I mean, look at the Heisman winners that have big quarterbacks.
Right.
I mean, RG3 won, but he's injured. It's an asterisk on, like, okay, is he going to be healthy?
Yeah.
I think Andrew Luck will have a great career. I think he will win a Super Bowl at some point.
And Indianapolis now, I want to just point out who they've added to the team. In the draft, they added a couple quality players. Bjorn Werner at defensive end. Mm-hmm. He's going to be a motor. They've added Khalid Holmes, who I thought was one of the best centers in the draft. They got Montori Hughes, a really good nose tackle. They got Hugh Thornton, a guard from Illinois. And then they signed Ricky Jean-Francois, who was on the 49ers, who's a pretty stout run defender. They got Laron Landry at safety. They ended up getting Goster Cherlis at right tackle. So now, again, improving that offensive line. Matt Hasselbeck to back up Andrew Luck to be kind of his teacher. Stanley Havili at fullback, who's pretty good, but pretty young also. And I mentioned Bradshaw, and they got Darius Heyward-Bey.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. So they've got a better team around Andrew Luck than they did last year. I think within the next year or two, Indianapolis wins that division.
Think so?
Yeah.
Adam, what do you think?
Oh, definitely. They could even win it this year. Who knows? I mean, let's be realistic. The only real competition, I think, is Houston.
And
Houston is kind of like buckled. I mean, they talked all that trash last year, and they got smoked
and then
twice.
They choked.
New England smoked them twice.
Sure.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, we're this D, J.J. Watt, and J.J. Watt's great and everything, but Matt Schaub has not picked it up, and he's been in the league a long time. They have Arian Foster. They have the talent. But they have yet to overcome that. And with Peyton Manning gone,
right.
Now there's their time to take over that division. But I think Luck definitely will hold on to it or at least give them a run for their money this year. No problem.
And D, what about you? What do you think?
Oh, I agree 100%. I think they'll probably make it to the playoffs.
Now, what TMZ want?
Oh, they want to know if I can Skype.
Now?
Yeah, well, they sent a message out on Twitter asking, you know, for Skypers. And then they sent a message asking, I think it was like a generic message that they send everybody, maybe. I don't know.
I think
but
they
want me to Skype with them.
I think they should do a whole piece on the show. I'm just
I
saying.
I think they should, too.
I'm just saying. It's one of those things. All right, let's do this. Adam, let's say goodbye today.
Okay, I'm going to say.
I know, it's been a while.
I know, it's been a while. You can catch me on Twitter at PatriotPride80 and on Facebook under Adam Wood.
All right. Danielle, over to you.
You can find me on Twitter at DoobieScoops. You can find Greg on Twitter at TexasNotCool.
That's right, and if you're watching on Ustream, it's right there on the screen. How awesome is that? That's how I roll. Punchy!
Hashtag heel punchy, but let's face it, it should really be I'm a radio whore.
You are a radio whore. You've been on how many shows on More Like Radio now?
I've appeared on every live show of More Like Radio except for Unsigned Hype, Anastasia Gamer Radio, and Daytime Divas.
We should work on that.
Yeah, we should totally
work on that. And of course, you can follow me on Twitter. Go to twitter.com/TheSullyShow. You can also go to Facebook, facebook.com/TheSullyShow. Interact with us. We love interacting with everybody. Don't be afraid to post things on our page. It's really cool. You can also download all the wonderful shows, including The Sully Show on More Like Radio, and Punchies on Brain Stew and Nerd Hour every Friday from 8 to Nerd Hour. I believe that's how it works. And we're here live every Sunday from noon to 2. That's right. Next week, I do have stuff planned for the fall TV and movie preview. And the week after that, we will not be doing a show because I'll be in Canada for a wedding. So we'll have a best of going on. We'll see you next time.
And getting hit.
You're listening to The Sully Show.
They got the mustard.
They got the mustard.
Danielle, that's you.
Screw you guys. I'm going to get heroin with my mom.